This is an exclusive presentation of High School Hockey on WKHM News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Today's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Able Heating and Cooling, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group, at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Drive, Duchelle Fabricating, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Chelsea State Bank, and Industrial Steel Treating. Now let's send it to the ice for live coverage of Lumen Christi and Jackson United Hockey.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of High School Hockey. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Jackson United here at Optimus Ice Arena here in Jackson. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action tonight alongside Ron O'Rourke. Thanks for joining us as the pregame show continues in 2 minutes here on WKHM 970.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Duchelle Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Duchelle offers CNC2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Duchelle Fabricating, online at DuchelleFabricating.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Welcome back to Optimist Ice Arena for tonight's hockey coverage between the Lumen Christi Titans and Jackson United. Ron O'Rourke, when we came here in December, I knew it was, as soon as the game was over, we were immediately talking about just looking forward to the second matchup between these two teams.
Put it on the calendar. We were ready for it. I knew that after that game, the way that everything was hyped up, ready to go, obviously it was a little bit of a lopsided game with Lumen Christi coming away with the victory, but I guarantee you tonight the Jackson United team's got a little bit different game plan.
Yeah, trying to come in with a little bit more energy, and they just really didn't control the puck that often, really just didn't really play very crisp compared to Lumen Christi, very concise with their passing, played a lot faster, a lot bigger as well in that one, I believe, for Lumen against Jackson United, and just had a lot more chances. Just in general, you give yourself more chances. you know, I mean, math is math. You have a higher chance of scoring goals than, you know, winning hockey games.
Well, I can tell you this, that Lumen Christi did not have any problem putting the puck on net. What they did have a problem with is getting it between the legs and in the pipes against Hughes. Because I can tell you, even though it was a 5-0 game and Titans did get some points scored, I can tell you this, it could have easily been an 9-0 game. But Hughes just stood on his head last game. And we even talked about that. We even said, hey, has there ever been a time where there's been a player of a game on an opposing team that lost?
Right.
And I mean, that would have been a perfect night to do that. But you got to go with the Lumen Christi Titans' effort last time and the way that the Dumont boys just really tore it up. And, it was really good for those boys.
Yeah, and I agree with your point, Jonah Hughes. I mean, as you mentioned, 5-0 loss, but he did very well in net for Jacks United. He stopped a lot of grade A chances for Lumen Christi. However, that's the thing is Lumen had just so many grade A chances in that game that it's just, you can only do so much in net.
That's
when,
right.
You know, you're just seeing those many close shots and,
yeah,
you know, second chance rebounded and stuff like that. So,
the speed was just incredible with the way that Lumen Christi was able to get those 2-on-1 breaks. It was hard for Jackson United to really get that defense back because Titans were so quick, right? And puck possession was just, they were able to control the puck so smooth, and be able to create those breaks, especially out of the defensive zone. They were able to really create some pressure, pushing it on top, down into the Jackson's goal.
Jackson United on the season, 5-6, coming into this matchup with Lumen Christi, ranked 36th in Michigan Division I on the MPR rankings. And they started the season hot, went 3-1 out of the gates before this team's 5-0 loss to Lumen Christi on December 6th, which actually started a 5-game losing streak for Jackson United.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. I had a chance to talk with Coach Grimes about that earlier today, and I did take a little bit of a good thing away from that. They were able to come in tonight with a 2-game winning streak out of that 6-game streak. Yeah, but those 4 games right back-to-back, that was pretty tough for them to take.
Yeah, and speaking of your interview with Coach Matt Grimes, let's cut to that now. Here is Ron O'Rourke with Matt Grimes pregame.
All right, here with Coach Grimes. Coach, I know you guys are coming off a 2-game win streak, the last 6 games that you've played since playing Lumen. You had a little rough stretch there, but it looks like you guys are getting things back together. So what's your game plan for tonight?
We just got to get more pucks to the net. I think overall, just get more shots. I think last time we played Christi, we had 12 shots, and it's not gonna do it against good goaltending. So overall, just get the shots up, create scoring opportunities, and get the puck deep, go get it. And play good defense, and I mean it. Gotta get the dub.
Yeah, I hear that. Now, in regards to Hughes, he had a tremendous game. I think last time you guys played against Lumen Christi, stood on his head, and he had some amazing saves. He's going to be in net tonight.
He is. Yep, he is. He was a little sick during the week, but he's bounced back. He's gonna. Yep. So he'll go tonight. Yep. He played great. Played great the last game. I mean, it wasn't him. I think more team in front of him than him. So yeah, he's going
now. Seems like Lumen Christi Titans had a little bit of an advantage on the speed side last time you guys were playing. Tell me how you think you can contain that and just, the breakaways.
Well, I think maybe some of that was just maybe some defensive mistakes. I think overall I did think we got a little tired. I mean, I think we, maybe it just wasn't our best game. I mean, I think overall it was, as the season went on, it was a tough game for us. And then kind of had a skid there, lost a couple of tough games in OT, but then bounce back last couple. So, I mean, overall, we just got to play better. I mean, there's just nothing more you can say about it other than defensively get more shots and, got to get a few in the back of the net.
Well, it doesn't matter. I know this game, it doesn't matter what the records are when you come into this building. It's like starting over 0-0 this year. I mean, you're 1-0, you're 0-1 against Lumen Christi right now. You're playing them again. What's going to be your speech to the kids tonight?
Well, I think we just got to, like I say, just do the simple things. Play hard. Play good defensively. Play good in your own zone. Turning the puck over to in what we call like the danger areas. Just get the puck deep and go get it. So I think we clean those things up. I think we'll create scoring opportunities and slow them down a bit. But yeah, we're gonna have to play our game, stay out of the box, and just play smart hockey.
Well, we always know we're looking forward to this game here in Jackson, crosstown rivals. Always looking forward to a good night. We just appreciate you guys being here, and I appreciate the time you gave us today, Coach.
Yeah, no problem, and thanks for all you guys do. And yeah, hopefully, we'll come out here good and get some goals and make this a tight one. So
appreciate it, Coach. We got Coach Grimes from Jackson United Hockey.
Here you go. Ron O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Very nice interview indeed with Coach Grimes. Seems a little bit more confident this time around than maybe the team performed in their last matchup with this team.
Yeah, one of the things that he did point out is the mistakes that he made, that the defense was making. And we saw that. We knew that the defense was a little bit more on the sluggish side. They weren't winning the pucks down at the corner of the zone, and they weren't able to really generate any fast breaks or any outside passing. So they really were having a hard time. It seemed like Lumen Christie had, the possession of their pucks were in the defensive zone of Jackson United, causing, like we said, all those shots on goal, which therefore created some opportunities for them to score.
Yeah, and I felt like they tried to maybe tone up the aggressiveness towards the end of the game, but just by then, Lumen was just a well-oiled machine, yeah. And they were still able to get a lot of shots, a lot of chances, so look for Jackson United to try to disrupt, especially the passing lanes for Lumen Christie, try to get them out of a rhythm.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, when you have that sluggish mentality towards the end, but then you have the other team that seems like they took it up a notch, it's kind of, twofold there. Not only do you have the speed and the continuing of the energy, just put them, just a nice step ahead.
So talking about the 5-game losing streak in the middle of the season for Jackson United, they have since rebounded a pair of wins coming into this one, beating Ann Arbor Skyline 3-1 and Ann Arbor Huron 5-1 in their last game before the winter break, December 21st. Jackson United in that one leading 1-0 after the first period before exploding for 3 goals in the second, led 4-0. Both teams scored once in the final frame. In that one, Luke Bergkotter scoring twice, while Tyler Dwyer, Malachi Gallant, and Connor Welter adding the other goals. In net, our boy Jonah Hughes, he stopped 25 of 26 shots in the win, and Jackson United held Ann Arbor Huron to 0-4 on the power play. How big is that?
That is huge. Power plays are huge, especially in high school hockey, because when you do the power plays, you kind of lose a little bit of that discipline, right? You're trying to make something happen too much. You got to play patient. You got to let them do their work, play your positions on those power plays, and it seemed like they did the job.
And despite that, of course, 5-game losing streak coming in with a pair of wins, they're still second place in their 4-team division, the Southeastern Conference White Division, but they are 8 points behind first place Dexter, who's just out of the gates red hot, 9-2-0 on the season, and only played one division game so far, so we'll see if maybe getting some more of those division matchups under their belt should help them.
Yeah, that Dexter team is pretty solid. I've been looking at some of their stats. They've got some really great kids. A couple of those boys are looking at, possibly D1. So, I mean, you've got some really strong kids on that Dexter team.
Yeah, their only division game so far, 4-3 loss to Chelsea back on December 11th. So, again, they're going to have a lot of league games coming up for the second half of the season. They conclude the regular season on February 15th against Kenowa Hills. So, trying to get some momentum. We'll see if maybe those 2 games that they come into this one winning, we'll see if that gives them some momentum to take on this Lumen Christie Titans team.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And then you got the Lumen Christie Titans that are coming in tonight. They had a game last night, here at Jackson, and they came, unfortunately they lost, but I think they have a little bit of the advantage coming in tonight on, the legs. Are they ready to go? I'm a strong believer the more you play, I think the more you're prepared, and I think I thought that was the national anthem.
That threw us off. Yeah.
That threw us off. But no, I was going to say that I think tonight we'll see if I'm right on that. The more you play, the more you're prepared. So I know Jackson United had a little bit of a break in between their last game and today. So we'll see what happens.
There we go. And we're going to chat a little bit about the Lumen Christie Titans coming up on the other side. You've got the pregame here on WKHM. We're back in 3 minutes on News Talk 970.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson. At the Junkyard Dog, old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
I'm from Optimist Ice Arena for the pregame between Woman Christie and Jackson United. Connor Dockery and Ron O'Rourke with you here on WKHM. Chatted about Jackson United previously, now for the Woman Christie Titans, technically the home team for this matchup. Coming in 6-3-2 on the season, ranked 13th in Michigan Division 3 on MPR. They started the season 3-0-1 when we last saw them, and of course they had that 5-0 win over Jackson United back on December 6th. And that one, Luke Dumont with two goals. Jack O'Shea, goal, two assists. And Zach Chacola, shutout in net.
Yeah, Jack Chacola, I mean, like I said, he's well known throughout the hockey community in high school hockey, travel hockey, as being one of the best goaltenders in the area. I see great future for this kid. He's just, I tell you right now, he's amazing. He's great in net. He just really is. And, you know, again, are they going to win every single game? And is he going to have a shutout every single game? Probably not, but I can tell you this. Some of the saves that he is making has really been a difference maker for the Woman Christie Titans this year.
Yeah, when you have that solid presence in net, it has a little bit more of a calming effect in the back of your mind if you're, you know, some of the defensive skaters or really any skater in front, where it's like, okay, you know, have a little bit of a breakdown. We know this guy's going to have our back. We want to limit, of course, those chances that he is seeing, but we have it in mind, like, okay, if the other team gets a bit of a breakaway, you know, he's going to is going to stand tall more times than not.
You hit it right on the nose. When you have a great goalie, it takes a little bit more pressure away from your defense of having to try to create something that could potentially, you know, cause a mistake, right? So with the defensive group that they have to help out, Tekola in net is the reason why the Christy Titans are doing so well.
And just like you had an interview with Jackson United coach Matt Grimes,
yeah,
that we aired a little bit earlier, you also did an interview with Woman Christy head coach Dan Brady. So we're going to cut to that right now. Here is Ron O'Rourke with Woman Christy head coach Dan Brady.
Here with Coach Brady and from the Lumen Christi Titans. Hey, Coach, I know you guys are coming off a pretty good stretch here. You got a busy schedule ahead of you in January. I know you always look forward to this game against Jackson United. Tell me what you got going on with that speech in the locker room tonight.
Yeah, well, we just already kind of talked a little bit about it, going over some film from the past couple games. We got to keep things simple, and we just got to get pucks on net. It's as simple as that.
Now, I know last game between Jackson United, it was kind of lopsided. You guys came away with a pretty good victory, 5-0. Hughes did a great job stopping a bunch of pucks. Could have been a different story if he probably didn't play, on his head.
Sure.
Tell me, Jacola's in net tonight for you guys.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about what his game plan you think is going to be for them.
Yeah, I think Zach's he's a competitor. Nothing's going to change. Zach comes in, he's a routine guy. He does what he does, and he shows up, and he's going to give it all, right? So talked a little bit with the JTV guys in regards to how comfortable we are him with back there, and it helps everything kind of move forward as we come out of the zone. So,
Sure. I know when it comes to records, when this game comes up, it's 0-0 when everybody comes in here tonight. And I know you guys, again, last time you guys get, 5-0. So what, again, do you think the boys have to do? You have some great speed, but what do you think they have to do necessary to get another W today?
Yeah, I think they got to use their speed. They got to stay out of the box, right? And then, again, we just got to put as many pucks as we possibly can on that. We've played some games, and we're playing some different schedules and some different things this year. So the records, as far as that goes, and even the last game, whatever the score is, last game, we don't even talk about it, win or lose, lopsided, not lopsided, overtime, whatever it is, we don't talk about it because it's one game at a time, and you got to just be prepared to get the win tonight.
I know those kids are excited to get going. Don't want to hold you too much longer, but just want to say thanks for the time, and good luck to you guys tonight.
All right. As always, thanks, Ron.
I appreciate it.
There you go, Ron O'Rourke, with Coach Dan Brady, and kind of echoing some of the sentiments that you shared, especially with
Coach Grimes,
Zach Jacola,
with Jacola and net. And, it's always great talking with Coach Brady. He always is always positive, and, he never seems to lose his patience. When you watch him, I mean, both coaches, you don't really see them getting really angry on the bench if you see them making any mistakes. They just get it back on the bench and really talk them up.
Right. So we talked about starting the season 3-0-1, defeated Jackson United 5-0 on December 6th, but unfortunately, a little bit choppy since then. 3-3-1 in their last seven games, as they've been slipping a little bit as of late. They lost their last game 2-1 last night, actually, against Detroit Country Day here at this rink.
Yeah, I was talking again to Coach about the little, the 3-3-1 in the last seven games. He said that they're looking forward to the next game, right? They're not necessarily worried or what their schedule is going to look like right now. They just want to see. They're coming in today. They're focused on Jackson United, and then they move on to what is going to be a crazy schedule for them in the next 30 days. They're going to be traveling all over the place.
Yeah, and just like Jackson United, they still got a couple league games to be played.
Mm-hmm.
Currently stand second in the Metro East Division behind Gibraltar Carlson, who is 8-3-1 on the season. And that's a team that they've beaten already this year. And they've also tied with that team as well in their two meetings so far. So got 9 more regular season contests after tonight. They also wrap up, like Jackson United, on February 15th. They have Salem in their last game. But as you mentioned, taking it day by day, just looking ahead to this matchup with Jackson United, trying to repeat their success. But I would assume they expect a little bit more of a fight.
Yeah, definitely more of a fight. I think aggression, but discipline. Don't want to really get – you want to use your brain. When you're out there skating, you really want to put the body on people. You want to help start to create, you know, some offense. That's what you really need to do. You need to get that puck out of the zone, and you need to start creating offense.
Got to get those opportunities on nets and try to maximize those chances. And I think especially important for Jackson United, just got to disrupt the rhythm for Lumen Christy.
Agreed.
The puck was in their zone, almost, I would say at least two-thirds, if not three-quarters of the game. So just, it's really tough when you really can't get, and you go down on the attack, and maybe one shot from the point, or even if any, they had a lot of possession where they didn't even get a shot off. Meanwhile, Lumen Christy goes down, they have it in the JU zone for minutes on end, and they get, you know, three, four chances at least. So
yeah, it's
tough.
They really did have a lot of shots on goal, and like I said earlier, Hughes really had some rebounds that were coming off that, you know, Lumen Christy capitalized with the second chance.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to wrap up the pregame show here on News Talk 970 WKHM. And when we come back, we're going to have puck drop and starters for you between Lumen Christy and Jackson United. That's coming up in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Wrapping up the national anthem here from Optimist Ice Arena as we get set for puck drop between Jackson United and Lumen Christi. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke here from Optimist Ice Arena. We'll get the starting.
Packed house today.
Yeah. No kidding. We've got a packed house here from Optimist Ice Arena. Let's go through the starting lineups for Jackson United. They're going to be started with the goaltender Jonah Hughes, of course, the junior. They've also got Wyatt Bodler, Peyton Paquin, Luke Bergkotter, Malachi Gallant, and Brennan Forward head coaches Matt Grimes. And for Lumen Christi, starting in net is Zach Jacola, and their five skaters will be Harrison Botke, Brody Gregory, Isaac Rayberg, Hayden Gilbalt, and Josh Dumont head coach Dan Brady. So I think it's going to be a very fun matchup here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great matchup. I think just by looking at the warm-ups tonight, it looked like JU came out with a little bit of chip on their shoulder today, skating a little bit faster, kind of getting those slap shots looked a little bit more on point, I think, back of the net.
Yeah, so just making sure that they come out with the aggressiveness. You know, got to make sure that they get in those passing lanes. They disrupt the Lumen Christi's game plan, and they got to make sure that they take advantage. They got to stay in the offensive zone a little bit longer, as we mentioned. They can't just go down and get a weak shot from the point that goes wide, deflected, doesn't even see Jacola in net. Got to make sure that they are actually getting those close chances and getting two or three shots in the possession when they get into the zone, and make sure that they are. You're actually able to take advantage of some of those situations and get on the board. Unfortunately, you never want to get shut out, but definitely have to make some changes from that last matchup.
Yeah, it looks like we're moving into a moment of silence, and we talked about this before with Jacob Burbank, who was one of the kids that unfortunately passed away last year through cancer, and this is the second matchup that Jackson United and Lumen Christi has got played, so let's cut right to that.
May God bless all of us gathered here in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah, so going back to that again, Connor, Jacob Burbank, the goalie that was for Jackson United. We did a nice little tribute to them last time, to him and his family. And, definitely hearts go out to his family and the Jackson United team. But this seems like they, having him on his back this year is, always a positive thing. So. Yeah,
absolutely. So, yeah, good little honoring there between both these teams before they get this one underway. As we are set to get underway in the Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period here from Optimist Ice Arena. We'd also like to thank some of our other sponsors for making tonight's coverage possible here on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee, Softwater, Able Heating and Cooling, and Grimes Plumbing.
So it looks like right now they're actually doing the ceremony puck drop from the Burbank family here on the ice. And again, definitely a great moment here to be able to memorize, Jacob and everything he brought to Jackson and Jackson hockey. I mean, not only did he play for Jackson United, but he also played travel, and he was great at, just a well-known kid and great in the locker room. And nobody had one bad thing to say about that young man. And, having Aiden Hutchinson and coach, Campbell from the Detroit Lions being able to, be a part of that Burbank strong mantra. And it was just great to see.
Yeah, number 35 retired by the team as well.
That's right.
Honoring Jacob Burbank. So, pretty cool moment here before puck drop between both of these teams. And we are good to go. Both teams hitting the ice. Officials
got the zebra shirts out there ready to go. Exciting night here in Optimist Arena. Always a great time. As you see, the players getting pumped up, ready to go.
Yeah, packed house for some Saturday evening hockey. Gilbalt against Butler for the opening puck drop, and it's Jackson United coming away with that win on the faceoff. Jackson United trying to get it into the zone, but Woman Christie able to break that one up in the mid-ice, and Gilball able to send it into the near side corner. Woman Christie going from left to right on your radio dial in the first period of play. And Jackson United able to get it out towards mid-ice and able to get it into the zone on the far side corner, trying to skate behind the net. Wyatt Botler trying to pass this one back out to point. He's trapped there, sandwiched between two Titans in the far corner as Woman Christie able to get this one away, trying to clear it out of the zone. And they'll send it back behind their own net. Trying to get it out with Josh Dumont, and Woman Christie does clear. 3-on-2, Gregory able to send into the zone. Takes a big hit there from Boatler getting into the zone. Goes back behind the net, and Jackson United clears.
The one thing that Jackson United did a great job with is they stopped them at the blue line before they were able to penetrate more into the zone. A lot different than what they did last time. They were able to, it seemed like the Titans were able to be able to generate more pressure, and it looks like they're coming up and closing up on them earlier.
Offsides called as Woman Christie tried to go on the attack, but the skater on the far side ended up getting into the zone just before the puck did. So we'll have a faceoff in the neutral zone, far side dot on the right-hand side. About minute 15 into the first period. No score yet between Jackson United and Woman Christie. Jackson United winning another faceoff, going into the near side corner as they try to get it out. Oh, goes right to Woman Christie. They had a shot that goes wide to the near side. But Jackson United trying to once again clear a bit of a dangerous play.
Yeah, those are the mistakes that they got to clean up a little bit, because that could have generated a goal right up on the right-hand side of Hughes. Had a wide-open net, but luckily enough, the defensive player was there to kind of keep him away from that.
Icing on the other end for Jackson United. Just sent it a little bit too hard into the Woman Christie zone. And it's going to be a face-off back in Jackson United's zone on the near side circle. Brady taking this one for Woman Christie. Madden Brady, the sophomore. Woman Christie able to keep this one in the zone. Goes right in between the face-off circles, but Jackson United able to intercept. Trying to go quickly the other way. 3-on-3, Butler getting it in front, and a glove save on the right-hand side. Great save for Jacola. The first official shot between either of these teams, and Jacola, wow, able to stretch out. That could have been a quick goal for Jackson United.
Yeah, Jacola didn't even actually see that puck until the last second. He put that right-handed leg out and was able to get that stop.
Yeah, blocker save. I beg your pardon. I said glove save initially. So a great save there for Jacola. And Woman Christie able to skate down to the other end, but Jackson United able to clear it out, trying to get another opportunity here, sending it into the zone. And Woman Christie just losing track of it. Jackson United near the blue line, not able to keep it in. But they do have it at the center line, and now sending it back in and around as they get a little bit of a change into the far side corner against the boards. Trying to send it out. Now glove down. Shot from the point. Glove save, Jacola.
This is exactly what we said that Jackson United needed to do early. They needed to get those pucks on the net, get those pucks on Jacola, and they're doing a great job at that. They're also doing a great job at generating some offense out of their own zone.
Yeah, in the first 3 minutes, I would say Jackson United has won these first 3 minutes. Definitely coming out very aggressive as we have another shot from the point. This one goes wide on the near side. Jackson United trying to keep it in to get some more chances. Woman Christie able to take over on the near side with Isaac Rayberg trying to send it up ahead. He's hit against the glass. Jackson United, Bergcotter has it at the point, and the slot with the shot, and that's going to be a blocker save on the right for Jacola. More action here in the near corner. Shot that's deflected off of the mask. Goes back behind the net and in the far side. Jackson United with a flurry of chances here early in the first period. Goes back towards the point, and Lumen able to get it back out. Now a race to the near side corner on the Jackson United end. Jackson United able to win out as they look to clear this one out. They do. Wow, Jackson United. Looks like a different team than we saw the first matchup.
They're winning on all sides of the puck right now. They're winning on the
shot winning. From the slot really quick on the wide. That one goes wide for O'Shea. Jackson United trying to clear.
Yeah, they're winning on all sides of the puck right now. They're winning on generating the pressure out of their own zone. They're winning the pucks down the corner. And on top of that, they're actually winning the body checks too. They're really more of the aggressive team right now.
Yeah, and they're disrupting it. They're getting contact when Lumen Christie trying to get some of those opportunities, just getting some of that contact, disrupting them. The puck gets away from them, and Jackson United definitely looks really good here in the first couple of minutes. We're about 4 minutes into the first period. No score yet with Lumen Christie and Jackson United. We've got a hit at mid-ice. Lumen Christie able to get on the near side. Pass in front of the net. That one goes wide. Didn't quite find his teammate's stick. And Jackson United trying to clear it away from behind the net. Several skaters on the near side. Able to get it out towards neutral ice. It's intercepted by DiNverno, but a offside. Gregory didn't quite get back into the neutral zone before they sent it back in.
Yeah, Jackson United was able to really win that puck down at the end of the down in their own corner, generate it. And what they're doing a lot different this time that they did than when we saw them last time is they're able to hit that open man.
Going to be a faceoff on the near side circle in the neutral zone. Won out again by Jackson United. How about those faceoffs as well? They've won every faceoff here.
Nothing's more important than winning a faceoff to generate your play.
Going to be deflected away. Lumen Christie, they again lose it at mid-ice. Jackson United sent into the far corner. Going to get a quick change of a skater. Now Lumen Christie trying to get it back out, but Jackson United holds it in on the far side. Shot from the point that doesn't even see Jakola in net. But Jackson United able to keep it back and forth, passing behind the net. Able to keep it in that far side corner. Back and forth, trying to get a little bit closer to Jakola on the far side. It's going to be intercepted by Lumen. Now on the near side boards, goes back to neutral ice. Lumen quickly into the Jackson United zone, just sending it in so they can get a line change. Back behind the net. Lumen hanging on to it on the far side. Little quick shot. That one goes wide towards the near corner. DiNverno trying to get it back. Goes back to Botke at the point near side. Now back to the near corner. Jackson United trying to disrupt it and gets a clear. Lumen Christie hasn't really had a solid chance yet.
Nope, they only had one shot on goal. It came a little bit wide, but I can tell you this, that they're really, the defense is really honing in on those wings to disrupt them from trying to have any chance.
Odd man rush there, quick two on one, but a nice pass interception there for Luke Bergkotter. Able to disrupt what could have been a beautiful chance for Lumen, able to keep it in the zone. Botke, ooh, not able to keep that in. The puck hit his stick right at the blue line, but it looked like it just petered over there.
Yeah, it was just a little bit past the blue line. Good call, the right call. But again, impressed with Jackson United.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. I'd argue they won the first 6 minutes of this one, but still no score yet. 11 minutes to go in the first period, the Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period. From Optimist Ice Arena, and Lumen Christie will ice it into the Jackson United zone. This will make it a face-off all the way back in Lumen zone. 11 minutes even on the clock to go here in this first period. Wyatt Botworth, a senior, taking this face-off against Hayden Gilbalt. This time, Gilbalt able to win as Lumen and trying to get it back out of their own zone. Intercepted, disrupted by Jackson United. It's anybody's puck there on the far side, trying to center it in front of the net, but it's going to be intercepted by the Titans. Lumen Christie the other way. Another deflection by Jackson United, and it's like opposite between these two teams how they're playing. Not to say that Lumen's been playing bad per se, but Jackson United, I think they've just come out with the aggressiveness so much that they're just really playing well on both sides.
Yeah, the key is to keep that going. Right? You got to play three periods.
Got to keep generating those chances. Importantly, got to get on the board, of course. Maximize your chances. Lumen Christie, bit of a change. Jackson United will send it in as well to get a change of their own. Jakola sets it up behind his net for Dumont. Going to pass it back to Botke. Going up the floor, and the icing. A little bit too hard of a pass in the open ice for Lumen Christie.
Yeah, I thought that Haynes did a great job of trying to, generate a little bit of pressure on that caused him to Botke to throw that ice throw that puck all the way down the ice, missing his left winger.
Face off on the far side circle in Lumen's zone. 10:05 to go in the first period. No score yet. Going to be one out by the Titans on the faceoff. Trying to get it out, but Jackson United just patrolling behind the net, able to get in the way. Pass in front of the net. Ooh, but there was nobody home. Oh, that would have been a beautiful chance. Lumen getting it back into Jackson United zone, but Jackson United takes back over with the puck, trying to get it back out. They do. Lumen just has really not had a lot of quality time in the Jackson United zone as we have a takeaway here. 3-on-3 the other way. Jackson United has it deflected away by DenVerno, but keeping it in the far corner, trying to center pass again, and that goes wide back out for Gregory and the Titans.
Yeah, the center's doing a great job getting back on defense there to help Jackson United really put some more pressure.
Both teams go for the change. Lumen Christie bringing it out towards neutral ice and zipping into the zone on the far side with Owen Berinkin.
Another great hit by Jackson United. Jackson United's really coming tonight with a physical game.
Yeah, they've just really turned it around again from the last time these two teams have met. Trying to play quality minutes and limit Lumen Christie's chances. We have another takeaway in Jackson United's zone. Trying to get it cleared. Lumen able to just hang in there. Swapping out a player as well. Got a disruption on the far side. Trying to get it back behind the net. Lumen sends it back to the point. Shot going to be deflected away. Doesn't even see Hughes. Lumen keeps it in. Another point shot. And a glove save for Jonah Hughes.
A little miscommunication there by Jackson United on the defense. They drew that left side defensive guy over there to help that winger out when there was no puck over there. So when you draw that defensive off, that means that's open season for the goalie.
Good save as well. Hughes, 8:30 to go in the first period. Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period. No score yet. Face off in the far circle in Jackson United zone. It's one out by Jackson United, trying to go quickly into the Lumen zone. 3-on-2. Pass back to the point. Shot in the slot. That's a blocker slave on the right by Jacola. Kept in by Jackson United on the far corner. Trying to get another pass into the slots. Deflected away by the stick of a Lumen Christie Titan. Dumont trying to get it back out of the zone, and they do. Fitzpatrick quickly, 1-on-1 the other way, able to deke around him, and a nice save, point-blank range by Hughes. Wow!
That was amazing. That was a heck of a deke off the winger there to just put a shot on net that Hughes was able to stop.
Now a shot that goes wide by Gilbalt. Lumen not able to keep it in, but wow, that's what we're talking about. He's just getting a lot of those good saves.
Yes.
But the key is Jackson United has been limiting those chances for Lumen in this one, whereas, how many they got it, I would say, probably close to 20 of chances like that in the last game.
Yep.
Lumen able to keep it into the JU zone, sending it into the near side corner. Pass disrupted behind the net. And Jackson United trying to clear. Hits a net. Ooh, goes right back to the net. It's going to be blocked by Hughes. Puck goes back behind the net. It's cleared back to the point. Lumen's shot is going to be blocked away with a stick out of the hand of a JU player. Still in front of the net. Lumen able to send it back behind. And there is the clear for Jackson United. That will wind up as an icing. But wow, a flurry of great chances for Lumen Christie. But it's Jonah Hughes, who stands tall.
Okay, let's go back to that. Let's go back to that stop by Hughes. Let's see. Let's go back to the how he had to stop that. Like, that move that was put on the defensive guy to get that shot off was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick, a nice move, but just Hughes
couldn't get in the back.
Able to win that battle. 6:53 to go in the Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period. No score yet. Lumen trying to send it in. That's going to be deflected away. Potential breakaway, but that's going to be deflected away. Titans get it back in, drops it back, shot from the left circle, and it's going to be right into the gut and saved, frozen by Hughes.
The one thing that I think that Lumen Christie has gotten a little bit more of an advantage on Jackson United tonight is the possession of the puck. How tape to tape. They're a little bit more, I think, set. Christie is a little bit more advanced in the tape-to-tape type passing.
Lumen Christi trying to pick up their play as of late. Keeping it into the zone, trying to slow it down. We have a shot attempt whiffed by Gregory. It's kept by Lumen Christi behind the net. Trying to clear it back out to the point for Dumont. Deeks to the right, then back to the left. Sends it back. Ooh, it's going to be off of D'Inverno's skate and back to mid-ice. Loses that possession. Now having it back in their own zone, trying to get it back into the Jackson United zone cleanly. It does, with Bergkotter now intercepting for JU. And Lumen Christi goes for the change. Trying to send it back out. Deflected off a stick. Stayed in Jackson United zone. Centering feed. Intercepted. D'Inverno has it still. Trying to get it back to the point for Alley. Could be trapped by two JU players. Trying to go back behind the net. Back to the far side. And into the corner. Trying to center, instead intercepted by Jackson United. And Jackson United going quickly the other way. Forward, quickly into the Lumen zone. Trying to get it back behind the net. Loses control. He's bothered by two Titans. And Lumen Christi able to take back over. Into neutral ice. Jackson United with Rippey sending it in on the backhand. Goes into the near side corner. And Lumen trying to get it back out of their zone with D'Inverno. And Beringson stopped by forward at the point. Shot, that one goes wide. Great chance there just outside the slot. Lumen able to rip it away and trying to get it back cleared to neutral ice. They do. And for the change.
A lot of dump pucks from Lumen Christi on this first period.
Jackson United able to get it back in with Paquin. Shot goes wide. Phillips able to chase it to the near side corner. Backhand. Goes wide behind the net. Not sure if he was trying to sneak that one through. But Lumen Christi takes over. Trying to get it back into the JU zone. They do. Trying to wrap it around the boards behind the net. Gallant able to keep it back there. Lumen able to center it right in the slot. Shot scores! Luke Dumont in the right place at the right time. And those are the chances that Lumen Christi, if you give them too many of those, they're going to capitalize eventually.
And you know what? That's too bad, because that was a mistake. It looked like it bounced weird off the back of the board there, and it actually caused it to have a great opportunity for Lumen Christi. And, you know, again, it's too bad that that happened, but you're right. A mistake is a mistake. You got to keep that puck. You got to keep possession of that puck until you can get it out to the flat.
1-0, Lumen Christi over Jackson United. 4:19 to go in the first period. That was a goal for the junior, Luke Dumont, waiting for the official call for who got that assist. Just a nice feed from behind the net. Able to find Dumont wide open and just burying that one. Jackson United able to send this one into the zone behind the net. Lumen Christi able to take back over, sending four skaters up ice into the Jackson United zone, trying to drop that one off. Meanwhile, a shot on the far side. It's going to be saved by Hughes. Meanwhile, contact. Jackson United taking exception. Ran a little bit into Hughes as he made that save. They didn't like that one.
Yeah, it looks like a couple of penalties are going to be called here. Got a little bit too much. Looks like one of the Lumen Christi players...
Yep, that's going to be Hayden Gilbolt.
Yep, Gilbolt actually threw a punch and, you know, retaliated a little bit. So it looks like he's going to see the...
Luke Bergkotter also getting called on a penalty. So,
hey, I don't mind a little bit of the pushing and shoving.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of aggressiveness.
Everybody,
it's a hockey. I love it. You know?
Ooh, they're actually going to... Oh, no, Butler going to have a chat with the officials here, see what's going on. But it's not going to result in a... 4-on-4.
No.
It's going to be 5-on-5.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be offside. I'd be surprised if Gabrant didn't get probably a 2, maybe plus. We'll see.
So that goal, as I mentioned, by Luke Dumont, that's his 11th on the season. Now, they did score a goal last night against Detroit Country Dame. Don't have the stats online, so not sure who got that goal or any assists for Lumen, but as of the stats that we have, that's the 11th goal of the season. Team high for the junior Luke Dumont. 1-0, Lumen Christi over Jackson United. And the officials still trying to sort this one out. 3:58 to go in the first period, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And we have a face-off on the far side in the neutral zone.
Lubinsky goal scored by number 5, Luke Dumont. Assist, number 2, Jack Fitzpatrick.
It's like they're going to give Jack Fitzpatrick the assist as well as Madden Brady on the assist on that one. So there you go. There's the official stats on that goal. Jackson United sending it into the zone. Lumen Christie able to take back over, trying to clear it, but Jackson United just able to keep it in right at the blue line. Goes back behind the net. Lumen able to get back possession of the puck, and they do clear it in the neutral zone.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, when you have the defensive players from Jackson United really pressuring in, or you know, trying to force more into the zone for Lumen Christie, you know, it kind of leaves that open for maybe a fast break. But what they're doing great is getting back at the right times that they need to get back.
Goes back to neutral ice. Lumen Christie trying to take back over. Forward, able to get a stick on it for JU. And they get it back out to center. Ooh, could have been a 2-on-1, but it got a little bit far away from forward. Sneaks back into JU's zone, and it's going to be covered up by Hughes before Lumen Christie gets any bright ideas. 2:49 to go in the Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period here from Optimist Ice Arena. 1-0 lead for Lumen Christie over Jackson United. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. It was a 5-0 win for Lumen first time around. Face off in the near side circle in JU zone. And Lumen able to win out. Quick shot, but that one goes wide in the slot for Gilbalt. That should make that Rayburg. Now another shot in the slot. That also goes wide. And Jackson United trying to go for the clear, able to poke it away, and they do get it out of the zone. Goes right down ice and just wide of the net. It's going to be an icing call. Both teams changing here. Going to be a face-off in the near side circle. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible here on WKHM. Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Pass intercepted at the blue line by JU, but goes right back to Lumen. Brady sent up ahead for Luke Dumont. Gets a stick on it, but able to keep it back into the JU zone anyways.
Yeah, Haynes missed what would have been a potential 2-on-1 there from Jackson United.
Yeah, just some of those opportunities, but the well-disciplined Titans able to disrupt that one. Trying to get it back up into the JU zone. It's in neutral ice now. Dumont centers it up ahead for Dominic Johnson, who gets it back up ahead. 2-on-2 the other way for Jackson United. Quick shot from the slot. Couldn't quite get that one. That was Couch. It goes wide back behind the net. Lumen trying to get it back out there, and they do. Neutral ice 1-on-1 the other way. Nice stick on it there for JU. They regain control. Hines sends it back in, and it's again another icing for Jax United.
That was questionable. It looked like it did actually touch one of the sticks of Lumen Christie there for a minute.
Yeah, it looked like it came in from right at the red line. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe he was on the wrong side of it there. Regardless, it's a face-off in the near side circle in JU zone. 1:31 to go in the Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period. 1-0 lead, Lumen Christie. JU wins the face-off forward. Trying to get it out here. Centering pass and into neutral ice. Cross-ice pass to the far side for Paquin. And can't get around the three Titans who clear it back out to center. Back in JU zone, but it's JU controlling. Oh, given up right in front of the goal, and it's going to be a shot. Scored! Brody Gregory intercepting that one. Bad pass from Jackson United. Just open him up right in front of the net. Not much that Donah Hughes can do on that one.
And as soon as right before that puck left that stick, I was about to say, it looks like they're playing a little patient, too patient behind there. They're not getting that puck out. And what happens? He tries and cross ice over to his defender to try and get it out. And then nice, easy steal. That was easy. That was a gift.
Easy. Too easy there for Brody Gregory.
I thought Christmas was over.
Who is the second Titan in double-digit goals on the season. That's his 10th of the season, and team-leading 22nd point. 2-0 lead for Lumen Christi in the final 53 seconds here of the first period, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Lumen bringing it back into the slot, going to be intercepted. Jackson United able to bring it back behind their own net, and they clear it straight away, but that's going to go right down the ice for another icing. And the first several minutes of the game dominated by Jackson United, but you could tell that goal by Luke Dumont really took the wind out of their sails, and just since then, we're back to looking like the first matchup between these two teams where it's just Lumen dominating. It looked like Lumen has settled into their game.
Well, that's one of the things about the mentality of this type of game, right? The mentality has to be just as strong as what you are on the when you're playing with a stick and puck, right? You got to play patient, but you can't lose it, right? You can't just get out of rhythm.
It's going to be in the near side corner in Jackson United zone after the faceoff.
Looks like we have a delay penalty here.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I believe, against Lumen. Could have a power play here for Jackson United. We'll see if this gives them some opportunities late in the first period going to the second period, and it is going to be against Hayden Gilbell. This is the second time he's been in that penalty box here.
He's definitely definitely adding up the penalty minutes today.
23.5 seconds to go in the Minuteman Sewer and Drain first period. 2-0 lead Lumen Christi. It's going to be a face-off in the far side circle in Lumen's zone.
Curious to know what that penalty was. I wasn't able to see it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll wait for the announcement. As the faceoff won by Lumen, but Jackson United trying to sneak it away from behind the net. Able to go back to Jackson United on the far side, holding penalty. You don't see those very often, but there we go. Final 5 seconds of the first period. Jackson United trying to get a shot off before the buzzer, right at the point from Bergkotter. Oh. Couldn't sneak that through. That's a nice save for Jacola, and that will do it for the first period of play. Again, a strong start for Jackson United, but Lumen Christi able to capitalize on their golden chances towards the last couple of minutes in that period, and they lead 2-0 over JU.
Yeah, Jackson United had by far more shots on goal, but Lumen, I believe, was able to play a little bit more smarter when they got to get the puck.
So we're going to step aside, and coming up in the intermission, we're going to break down what we saw in that first period of play with Connor Dockery and Ron O'Rourke from Optimist Ice Arena. That's coming up in 3 minutes. Once again, Lumen leads Jackson United 2-0. You've got high school hockey on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Back here from Optimist Ice Arena. 2-0 lead for the Lumen Christi Titans over Jackson United. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke in the first period intermission. And as we talked about just before we wrapped up that first period, it was just Jackson United played so well the first probably 6-7 minutes of that period, and they were getting a lot of good chances and really doing a good job of keeping the puck out of their own zone, and Lumen Christi couldn't really get into a rhythm, but then, boom, out of nowhere, it was, maybe one or two great chances for Lumen Christi, able to bury one, and then just like that, Lumen just took over. You could tell they smelled blood in the water, and then they were able to strike and really flip that first period on its head, and Lumen finished that first period very strong.
Yeah, one of the things I think that Coach Grimes is going to be talking about in the locker room is they got to stay in the game. I know that goal that they had first, Lumen had scored first, that these two goals that they had were pretty much gifts, right? It's not like they were, fighting hard for the puck and they were skating down on a fast breakaway by the lack of defense. We had a pretty weird bounce off the back that generated a nice open shot, and then we also had the missed pass, right? So that's got to be, I think, the tone in the locker room for Coach Grimes and those boys. They're not playing bad hockey. They just had a couple mistakes and that's it. But to your point, what costs you games? Mistakes do. And if you make a mistake, you got to get yourself back into it. You got to just blow it off and then just go back right to the next play.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, you have those mistakes, those breakdowns, and then, suddenly looking at the scoreboard, down 1-0 and now down 2-0, mm-hmm. You can tell that kind of rattled Jackson United a little bit, and they kind of got out of their game.
Yeah.
Again, first half of that first period was brilliant. They looked really solid, aggressive in the defensive zone, and when they were able to get down the ice, able to get several chances, they looked good. Even though it was still a tight hockey game at that point, they still were easily controlling the action, but then suddenly, you look at the scoreboard, you're down 2-0. They got uncomfortable, and they got out of their game. They can't get out of their game. They have to get back to how they started the game when they come back on the ice in the second period.
Well, they were winning all aspects of the game. They were winning on the physical end. They were winning on the puck possession end. They were winning on the getting the pucks out of the zone, winning the pucks down at the boards, on the corner of the boards. And then it was like, that first goal, that first mad mistake, was what really set, I think, the tone moving into the next 3 minutes, three, 4 minutes.
So the first goal of the game for Lumen Christi, scored by Luke Dumont, assisted on by Jack Fitzpatrick and Madden Brady. Meanwhile, second goal of the game, it was just that interception, that bad pass for Jackson United right in front of their own net. and it was Brody Gregory burying that one. So,
I mean, Brody Gregory, that second shot. I mean, that was, if you're waking up Christmas morning, you couldn't have a bigger present under the tree. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And of all the players on Lumen Christi,
yeah,
to give that puck away to in a situation like
it's
that.
It's definitely not that guy.
Yeah, it is not Brody Gregory.
Because he's going to put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, leading the team in points this season now with 22 following that goal. And he's second on the team in goals. Got his 10th on that one. Of course, Luke Dumont able to get his 11th, his team leading 11th on that first goal of the game there. So, again, Lumen Christi just able to win the last couple minutes there, but as you mentioned, just capitalizing on those chances that you get. And Jax United just got to clean up those mistakes, but they got to get back to how they played in the first couple of minutes in this one. Got to get those chances. Got to get on the board. If they can come out pretty aggressive in the second period, maybe get one on the board, and it's a 2-1 hockey game, I think that'll help them just take a breath, just take a sigh of relief, like, okay, let's settle down, let's regroup. Got to get back to playing hockey.
I think the biggest thing that helped Jackson United that last period was the end of the period siren when they were ready to go into the locker room, because I think they needed that break. They are gassed a little bit. You could see it. But like I said, they give them a couple minutes here to regroup and come back out. I think they can this game is far from over. We know that. There's two more periods left. I'm excited about seeing what's going to happen here.
I agree with you, and Zamboni finishing his lap here at Optimist Ice Arena, so we're going to step aside for the first intermission, and when we come back, we'll have puck drop for the second period between these two teams. 2-0 lead, Lumen Christi over Jackson United. That's coming up in 2 minutes, the second period on WKHM.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand-new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts, the only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Second period about to get underway from Optimist Ice Arena between Lumen Christi and Jackson United. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke. The second period of play brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'd like to thank some more of our sponsors for making tonight's coverage possible. County National Bank, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phelps Towing. Both teams hitting the ice, getting ready to go here in this second period. Lumen Christi able to get out there first, but now Jackson United making their way from their locker room. They're trying to get back on the board here, trying to get back to that great hockey that they played in the first couple of minutes in this one. And Ron, as you mentioned, 1:36 to go on that Hayden Gilbault penalty for Lumen Christie. So still a power play here for Jackson United. They really got to try to capitalize here.
Capitalizing it at the beginning of the period, I think, would be huge for their just their momentum, right? They've got a minute and 36 to do it. Again, they've been playing good hockey already. They've had good puck possession. Let's see if they can utilize it. What, they need to get another guy out there.
And we are ready to go here as Jackson United looks like they need to get one more skater out there. They do get it. With
need to get their center out there.
Yeah, Parker, go. Face-off one out by Isaiah DiNverno, and Lumen Christie trying to clear it out.
Ooh, man down. We have a man down in the bench. Sniped.
Yeah, that one hit Jack O'Shea.
Jack O'Shea got it sniped right there.
Yeah, looks like he's okay, though. But
they're laughing off a little bit.
Yeah, it's gonna count us out of play. So the faceoff will be taken in Lumen's zone on the near side circle. Jacks United going from left to right on your radio dial for this second period of play. Pass back to the point now on the near side. Johnson has it. Sent back to Zanet. Ooh, that one goes just high of the net, but it's kept in by Jacks United. Another centering feed. That's deflected high and away. Jacks United has it behind the net. Goes back behind and now on the near side circle. Trying to go back towards the point. Loses it. Goes back behind the net. 1:05 to go on the power play. Lumen able to intercept. Trying to go back around the boards. And Jacks United able to keep it in just barely before Lumen able to get it back to neutral ice.
That shot on goal on that power play. Jacola didn't even know where that puck was. Luckily enough, that was just above the crossbar. But if it wasn't, it was a great shot.
Probably going to go top shelf just a little bit, a couple inches lower as Lumen Christie trying to disrupt it, trying to get it into Jacks United zone. 35 seconds ago on this power play for Hayden Gilbault. Lumen still able to get a couple of pokes on it. Still in neutral ice. Jacks United trying to set up a couple more good chances before this power play expires. Able to go back behind the Lumen bench, trying to send it back out to the far side circle. Gets it back to the blue line. Now sent off to the left, back to the far side circle. 10 seconds to go on the power play. Trying to get a last chance here. Shot, that's blocked away. Jacks United keeps it. Another shot goes wide, blocked, goes right in front of the net, and it's going to be smacked away by the stick. Zach Dacola and Lumen able to kill the rest of the power play. Great execution by Lumen, able to just stand tall. For Jacks United, still trying to keep this momentum up. Lumen able to get it back into the Jacks United zone. Centering feed, going to take a hit there. Goes wide. Now Berenson able to lose it. Gets hit behind the net. Here in Jacks United zone. Trying to get it back in front. Backhand in the inside the crease. Another shot, rebound, save, and covered by Hughes. Lots of action there for Lumen Christie, but Hughes able to get some good reads on that.
Yeah, super physical down there. We had bodies all over the place, you know, just putting hard hits on everybody, trying to help Hughes out there. The defensive guys, good physical possession there.
Yeah, lots of hits. Jacks United trying to disrupt that. Going to be a faceoff in the JU zone, far side circle, 14:47 to go in the second period. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's 2-0. Lumen Christie carried over from the first period. Going to be a whistle blown on the puck drop. Luke Dumont on the far side going a little bit too soon before that one was dropped. JU going to get a new guy in there, Tyler Dwyer, to take the faceoff. And whistle blown again. Let's do this a third time. Third time's a charm, eh? And they get this one underway. Lumen trying to control it there on the far side. Jacks United is able to clear, send this back out to the neutral ice. Alley passes back, and now Jacks United trying to get it back in. Keeping it in the neutral zone. Lumen able to take back over. And now back for Berenson. Sending it back in, trying to get another chance going. Fitzpatrick in. Jacks United trying to get it out of their zone. Lumen, another chance behind the net. It's broken away by Jackson United. Couple smacks away at it. Lumen still trying to get it back in, and Jackson United able to control it. Can't quite clear. Kept in at the blue line by Landon Alley. Jackson United now able to clear it. Berenson able to keep it just in the neutral ice. Now trying to get it back into the zone. Jackson United able to clear it back. And Lumen Christie will have to go chase it. They'll go for a change. Both teams going for a change.
Jackson United has to do a little bit better of understanding where your other players are at on the ice. I see that they're dumping a little too early. At that point, last possession, Jackson United had a wide out winger on the left side that could easily have gotten that pass set up by the other the right winger, but unfortunately he tried dumping it a little too soon.
Got to have that awareness as Jackson United in the Lumen zone trying to center it into the slot. Goes wide, deflected, kept in. And now another shot that goes wide of the near side corner. Lumen just getting a lot of those bodies in front of these attempts by Jackson United. Now a breakaway, now a breakdown, I should say, shot. That one hits the post on the left side. Jackson United able to keep it in, trying to get more of these opportunities. Kept it on the far side, goes behind the net in the far corner, and it's going to be lost away and cleared by Luke Dumont. Now an odd man rush. Ooh, nice stick in there for Jackson United. Able to deflect it away, but Lumen, nice rush there on the far side. Gilbalt has it poked away before he's able to get that one off for Hughes. Lumen still trying to control, trying to get these opportunities. Goes to the far corner. Now Jackson United behind the net. Can't quite clear it, and it's going to be deflected up and into the netting and out of play.
That was a great poke check dive by Welter there, number 23 for Jackson United. He was the sole reason why they didn't get that breakaway.
Yeah, just able to get that stick in there and break that play up.
Full dive, too. Full ice dive.
And if you'll play Call of Duty, a little bit of a dolphin dive, might I say. Face off in the near corner for Jackson United and Lumen. Shot goes wide, goes underneath Hughes. He doesn't know where it is. Couple chances, and the play is blown dead. Looks like covered up there by Hughes before Lumen's able to tap that one in. So it's just going to be a face off on the near side. 12:20 to go in the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning second period. 2-0 lead for Lumen Christie over Jackson United. Here from Optimist Ice Arena, first broadcast of 2025. Shot from the point, that's going to be stopped on the ice by Hughes. Dumont, another try, that's going to be blocked away by a skater. Lumen, another chance on the far side, that's going to be blocked again. Shot sent back behind the net, lots of chances for Lumen Christie, still keeping it in. Josh Dumont has it on top of the slot, back and forth at the point, and going to be lost away, deflected by Jackson United, trying to get some bodies up ahead, up the ice, and going to be a whistle blown.
Yeah, it looks like we got a hook on number 20, on 14, Gallant.
Yeah, Gallant getting that penalty, and now it's a Lumen Christie power play with 11:52 to go in the second period.
And one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to give these boys, these Lumen Christie Titan boys, a power play. Or an opportunity to go on a power play.
I mean, you saw how well they were controlling it just now.
Yep.
Getting, you know, 4, 5, 6 chances.
Yep.
In the zone, and that was at even strength. Face-off one out by Lumen, but they send it back into their own zone, trying to get it back to the point. Jacola has it behind the net. Jackson United trying to take over. Oh, they do, a turnover. Jacola would have a bit of a bad spot, but he's able to poke it away in the far side corner. And Lumen takes back over. Boy, that was a pretty interesting play. Lumen able to get it back to neutral ice and into the JU zone. D'Inverno on the near side, able to skate right back to the net. Trying to go for the wraparound. It goes wide. Still kept into the zone. Josh Dumont back for Luke Dumont on the near side circle. Back trying to center it in front of the net. That's going to be blocked away by Hughes. And Jackson United able to clear it back to neutral ice. Lots of action in front of the net. As Jackson United changing some players. Lumen quickly into the JU zone, trying to rush the net. Broken away by JU and cleared again.
Good clear by Jackson on that.
1 minute to go in this power play for Lumen Christi. Able to get a couple players changed into the zone. 3-on-3. Luke Dumont on the near side. Centering feet in the slot. Broken up. Now a quick shot. That's blockered away and covered by Hughes.
Yeah, what Lumen Christi did a great on that is they were able to separate the defense on that. So they were able to draw a couple of those defenders to one player, which opened up Botke out on the right side there, ready for almost like a one-timer.
Face off in the near side circle, 45 seconds to go in the power play, 10:35 to go in the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning second period. 2-0 lead for Lumen Christi. It's cleared again by Jackson United as Botke goes to chase that one down in his own zone. 30 seconds. Lumen Christi's got to act fast if they want to capitalize on this power play. Getting it back to the JU zone, Botke fakes it, goes back behind the net, and it's going to be broken up. Jackson United trying to get it back out, trying to kill this power play for Lumen. Back behind the net still. Lumen still trying to get their sticks on it. That's deflected off the net, and another clear, not quite. D'Inverno keeps it at the point. Centers the near side in the slot. Blocker save on the right by Hughes, and the penalty expires. Penalty killed, but Lumen still has it in their zone. JU not out of trouble yet. Shot wide, and it hits the post, though. D'Inverno another chance, keeping it in the zone. 3-on-2, pass. That one goes wide. Nobody home. Lumen still more chances on the near side. It's going to be deflected out of play. Wow.
I can tell you right now, Jackson United needs a breather because the way that they held them on that possession of the puck and how strong Lumen Christi was during that possession, I'm surprised they didn't get a goal on that.
I know. So many chances, golden chances for Lumen Christi.
That setup from D'Inverno to Gregory was great.
I know. I thought we were looking at a score there.
3-0 easy.
9:23 to go in the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning second period. Puck skips out to neutral ice. Lumen goes back into their own zone to recover it. And it's back in the neutral zone. Johnson able to send it back in for Jackson United. And Lumen goes to recover. It's going to be lost. Jackson United takes back over right in the slot. Shot going to be deflected away by Alley. It will stop that one from being a full-strength shot. And it's going to skip out back to Jackson United zone. And icing just barely made it to that line, but icing all the same.
Yeah, no, again, going back to the physical game, looks like Jackson United is coming out again with a nice physical approach, putting some bodies on kids.
I think it just being able to stand tall on that penalty kill
was huge.
Yeah, I think that now you're starting to see that kind of pep in their step a little bit. You're starting to see that aggressiveness that they came out in the start of the first period with. Face off in the near side circle in Lumen zone. Jackson United wins out forward. He's going to wrap it around the boards, goes into the far side corner. And now a couple guys going after it on his knees for Jackson United, trying to get it back out in the slot. Shot goes wide. Ooh, he might have beaten Jacola on that one, but just wide. JU able to keep it into the Lumen zone, but not for long as Lumen able to get this one back out to neutral ice. Couple passes up now for Fitzpatrick on the far side. Able to get it in. Jackson United trying to disrupt that one. Lumen able to send it back in behind the net. Goes back to Brady. That one goes back to the point. Botke near side. And now pass deflected away. Brennan forward might have a 1-on-0. 2-on-0 make it. But the pass just goes a little bit slow. Shot pass in front of the net. That one goes wide. Just a slow roller. If that one was a little bit faster, I think Jackson United would have had a 2-on-0 breakaway. But just couldn't really develop.
Yeah, I think that was just a true testament of like fresh legs needing to be out there during that possession.
So Lumen able to deflect that one away and able to get it back to neutral ice. 7:35 to go in the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning second period, and it's going to be a penalty on Jackson United. It's tripping behind the net on Luke Bergkotter as Jack O'Shea was going for the puck behind the net.
Yeah, there's really nothing he could do on that. I mean, it was the right call. The only way it looked like O'Shea had him beat on the outside coming around in, and he looked like he was going to get a clean shot off. But, I mean,
if you're Coach Grimes, you're thinking to yourself, that might not be a bad penalty.
So with 7:30 to go in the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning second period, 2-0 lead for Lumen Christie. Lumen back on the power play with the tripping penalty to Luke Burkotter. Want more penalties this time around than the first meeting between these two teams. I think we only maybe got one or two power plays in that last game, but we've had three just in this period alone. Lumen trying to figure out who's going to take this faceoff. Oh, they got too many guys out there.
Yeah, they got too many guys. If they drop that puck, it's going to be a penalty. They need to pull somebody off right now. I thought for sure they were going to run a six. Like that. I'm looking down here to see if the goalie pulled the goalie.
Yeah. Would have been ballsy at this stage, but Lumen Christie able to win that faceoff, able to keep it in the near side corner. Pass in front of the ice, and one-timer scored! Yeah. Lumen Christie just 10 seconds into the power play, making it 3-0 over Jackson United.
Yeah, you could just see on that was set up perfect. It looked like Dumont had that nice clean shot on the right side. Obviously, Hayes was concentrating on the left side there when, you know, with the possession of the puck where the puck was at. But that pass was just crisp, clean, right on the tape, and then right in the back of the net.
I believe that was Brody Gregory's second goal of the game. And with that, if that is true, he is now tied with Luke Dumont for goals on the season with 11 apiece. Look at that. So a power play goal for Lumen Christie, and they might not be done yet. Going quickly into the Jacks United zone. Shot is going to be saved by Hughes, and Jacks United able to get it back to neutral ice. JU quickly back into Lumen zone, but his teammates weren't with him, and it's lost. Lumen again back towards the point in the slot. O'Shea couldn't cleanly get the shot off. Goes to the far corner, and they clear it away.
Rudy Gregory, assisted. Number 7, Isaiah Inferno, and number 8, Jack O'Shea.
So it looks like O'Shea and D'Inverno getting credit on the assists on that last goal. So that was Gregory's second goal of the game. 3-0 lead for Lumen, 6:30 to go in the second period.
The one thing both teams have to be careful about right now is getting a little chippy. I can see a couple of things happening right now that are could be potential penalties, but it looks like the refs are letting them play a little bit.
Keeping the whistles in their pocket on some of those. But and we talked about it the first matchup of the season. Oh, no, we got another breakdown in front of the net. A pass that I don't think Jackson United was ready for. It was kind of like deflected off the stick, but it goes right to Hayden Gilbalt in front of the net, and he's able to bury it for another score.
Yeah,
4-0 Lumen.
It looked like number 11 for JU. Burkotter stopped the puck right from cross ice, hits his stick, deflects right into Christie's stick for the goal.
I don't even think Hughes was even aware of what was going on.
No
just
idea.
Right in front of the crease.
Yep. Had
and
no
just that,
clue.
Yeah, I don't think Burkotter was ready for that one, just off of his stick. Like, he basically assisted that one.
He did.
Gilbalt just wide open and able to bury it. So 4-0. Hayden Gilbalt, that's his third goal of the season. Looks like Brogan Kelly getting the assist on that one. Last Titan to touch it. Now a 3-on-2 for Lumen Christie again. Centering pass is deflected away by Gallant. Still behind the net, Lumen Christie. It's been all Lumen Christie virtually in this second period. Jackson United trying to get it back out to neutral ice. They do, but immediately turning it back over. This second period has looked like the first matchup between these two teams. Just all Lumen. They have so many chances. It's in the Jackson United zone virtually the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, too, is you're not there. Jackson United, again, making a couple mistakes that cost them goals.
Jackson United able to get it, trying to pass it back to the slot, but just wide, and it's turned over. And then it's going to be sent in and covered up by Jonah Hughes as it zipped down the ice. Not quite an icing, of course, since it went right to Hughes, but The play is whistled dead anyway. 4:49 to go in the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning second period. 4-0 lead for Lumen.
When Lumen Christie scored that third goal, it almost looked like Lumen actually got more pep in their step. They
yeah.
were faster.
Yeah, that like motivated them to, we got to put our foot on the gas. We got to really.
And that's the mentality you need to have in these games.
We talked about it before. Jackson United, they started the game so strong, but once Lumen just got on the board, you could tell they just kind of had the wind taken out of their sails, and they just haven't been able to recover. Meanwhile, Lumen doubling and tripling down, and they're now executing just like they did in the first matchup. Jackson United able to get it back behind the Lumen net. Quick shot on the far side. That's going to be saved by Jacola. Lumen trying to get it back out to neutral ice. They do. Single-handedly into the zone for Luke Dumont. Going to be deflected away by Jackson United and not quite cleared. Fitzpatrick keeping it in. Sends it to the near side corner, but Lumen going for a quick change. Two players on, D'Inverno and O'Shea. Back to neutral ice. It's going to skip back down for icing. Called it off as Lumen had two guys there. Lumen trying to rip it away, able to clear it back out. One-on-one down the ice between Gregory and Johnson. But, oh, no, the official took a shot at mid-ice, and they blow the play dead.
Yeah, it looks like the ref really took, and he's hurt.
What? Yeah, I was wondering because, you know, I'm watching the play down here. It's one-on-one, and then all of a sudden the play is whistled dead. But, yeah, the official holding his head. He got knocked down. I'm definitely inadvertent contact. Just, you know, some of those quick plays up the ice, and they're actually going to bring the trainer out there to take a look at the official. Everybody skating off the ice.
It looks like they're searching for it. Might be a contact, maybe?
Maybe he's not hurt. Well, he did get hit, but yeah, maybe he lost the contact on the play because, yeah, they're down there. They're all looking at the ice, so you might be right there.
Hopefully it's not his teeth. A lot of those times with these hockey players,
yeah,
when they're searching, they're searching for their teeth.
Yeah. So looking for something there on the far side boards. 3:50 to go in the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning second period. 4-0 lead for Lumen Christie over Jackson United here. Second meeting between these two teams this season. First meeting was taken by
They are Lumen searching Christie. For a tooth.
A tooth? Oh,
they
wow.
are searching for it. The ref got a tooth knocked out during that, and they're searching for it right now.
Oh, my goodness. Did you overhear one of the players
say chicklets.
That?
Little chicklets. Oh, yeah. I play hockey, you know, beer league hockey, and I can tell you it doesn't happen as often as it does in, you know, because, you know, you wear your mask and shields and stuff.
Yeah.
But I can tell you right now, these refs, they get one right in the mouth or something. It's hard. They don't get no protection.
Yeah.
But they are. They're down there looking for a chicklet right now.
Spitting chicklets here. Shout out to the Spitting Chicklets podcast.
I mean, nothing to joke about or laugh about, but I mean,
didn't think that was going to be coming up here on the on the broadcast, but they're still on the ice searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting here, and we were joking in the intermission that the first game, obviously, we had the long delay because the netting kept getting knocked off.
That's
and
right.
stuff like that, and we're just like, hey, there, you know, no big delays in this one, and then now a. Official lost a tooth, evidently. I'm not sure he found it, but looks like he's going to skate, and he is okay. But
yeah, he's going to. I think they're going to call it. He's going to call it a night. I think he's done.
Yeah,
I think they're going to move it down to two.
I think they are escorting him off. So yeah, just took a bit of a hit there, and if anything, maybe just a little bit of a breather. But yeah, very interesting here. You don't see that very often. A referee.
Yeah,
needing to be escorted off the ice. But that brings up the question, are they able to continue with just the two referees?
Oh, absolutely,
Or do they have to wait for a third one to come in? I know sometimes there's rules with that. But
yeah, no, they can run two. Last year when we did the Jackson High Lumen Christie game, or Jackson United Lumen Christie game, we had one of the refs unfortunately take a pretty big hit.
Oh, like, wow.
Oh, yeah, pretty big hit, and they had to get him off the ice as well. So, yeah.
Well, okay.
They're going to run two.
We're rolling with two officials. 3:50 to go in the second period. 4-0 lead for Lumen Christie over Jackson United. We are good to go. Going to be a faceoff on the far side circle in Jackson United's zone.
Let's hope he's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll see the return of him in the third period perhaps. But Faceoff going to be taken by Brody Gregory, the two-time goal scorer in this game. He wins the faceoff over to Botke at the point, but he's going to pass it, unfortunately, out of the zone. Woman still hanging on to it in the neutral ice as they try to get it back in, and goes right back to Jackson United, who tries to get it into Woman's zone for a change. They do, into the far side corner. Wraps it around the boards to the near side. Picked up by Paquin and sent back out for Lumen. Brody Gregory has it, able to get past Paquin, trying to get past Gallant. He can't. Gallant able to deflect it away. But Gregory still pursuing in the far side corner, now in JU's side. Jackson United able to break that play up and trying to get it back out and set up Paquin. Able to get in Lumen's zone, but just loses it immediately. Neutral ice again, sent back in on the backhand, but Lumen takes back over. Could be a quick two-on-one the other side, but it's instead going to be an icing on that pass. Mm-hmm. O'Shea, a little bit too much power on
too
that one.
Too much power on that. He had the definitely the straightaway shot for it, but just went off the back of the blade of the stick.
2:53 to go in the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning second period, 4-0 for Lumen. Face off in the near side circle for Lumen's side of the ice. Face off won by Lumen again as they try to get this one cleared out, send it back behind their own net. And they are able to make a couple passes back behind the net to the far side. Jackson United still pursuing, but Lumen able to get it back out. Could be a two-on-one the other way. Ooh, loss goes right to Johnson for Jackson United. And Lumen able to send it back into the zone. Jackson United trying to clear it back out. Back to the near side. Kelly has it for Lumen. He's sent down to the ice, and the whistle's blown. Another penalty. I think this is against Jackson United on that hit.
Yeah, I think that was a roughing call. Or cross. Oh, well, actually, I think it might have been a cross-check call.
Could be a cross-check, maybe an interference.
Interference. It was an interference. You're right.
Yeah, so just that high hit.
He just wasn't playing the puck. The puck was already cleared. He came over, hit him hard.
Yeah.
And it was a good hit, but it was just a little too late.
2:19 to go in the second period, so this power play could take us almost to the end of this second period. We already got a power play goal by Lumen in this period from Brody Gregory. Lumen trying to strike again, trying to make it 5-0. Faceoff won by Lumen. Josh Dumont at the point, over for Luke Dumont on the near side. Able to get it back into the corner. Trying to wrap it around the boards, but not enough power. Jackson United able to send it back out for the clear. Dumont back on the far side for Gilbalt. And back to neutral ice. Quickly into the JU zone. Brady on the near side. Backhands it back for Dumont. And now Josh Dumont at the point for Luke Dumont. Back and forth for the Dumonts. Now on the far side. Trying to get it back to the faceoff circle. Now in the slot shot. Blocked away by Hughes. Kept by Lumen. Glant has it. Trying to clear this one away. And he does.
Now I'll tell you right now. That setup that they had right there from Lumen Christie in regards to the tape-to-tape passing was spot on.
Quick 3-on-2 shot blocked away on the shin of a JU skater. Goes back to the near side corner. Luke Dumont has it. Takes the hit. 55 seconds ago on the power play for Lumen. D'Inverno trying to send it back to the point. JU nearly had the clear there. Josh Dumont, ooh, he lost it. Goes back over the blue line. Lumen able to quickly get it back in the zone, however. D'Inverno, clean pass. Ooh, just a little bit too far for Luke Dumont to bury that one, and it's going to be cleared out by JU. 30 seconds ago on the power play for Lumen Christie. Both teams go for a change. Pass sent up ahead. Josh Dumont loses it. Jack O'Shea trying to get it back in, and Jackson United able to keep this one cleared, sending it back into Lumen's side of the ice. Final 10 seconds of the power play. Lumen's got to act quick. 25 seconds otherwise left in the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning second period. 4-on-2 quickly the other way. Gregory pass up ahead. Shot, no. That's blocked and saved, and the penalty kill officially for JU. Shot on the near side. D'Inverno, that's off the net. trying to clear it out. No. Final 5 seconds. Lumen going for one last chance at the second period. Gregory on the far side. Pass in front of the net. Deflected away. And time expires. Lots of action there at the end of the period, but Lumen not able to capitalize. But they already did capitalize two other times in the second period, and they lead 4-0 over Jackson United.
Yeah, one of the things that, again, when we said earlier, once the Lumen scored that third goal, it was almost as if they took it to another speed, and they just became too much and too fast for Jackson United. And that's one of the things that Coach Grimes talked about last time, is that their boys got a little bit fatigued towards the end of the second and going into the third period. And now the fact that they're down 4-0 going into this third period, I'd be surprised to see what happens, you know, with these boys moving forward in regards to, you know, where's their mind at for this game. You know, got to keep it disciplined. Don't make stupid penalties. Keep the chirping to a minimum, you know, because you don't want to really, you know, get yourself in a position where you get in the penalty box, get on a power play, and then go down another goal.
That concludes the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning second period here from Optimist Ice Arena. When we come back, we will chat things over in the second intermission report. Lumen Christi leads Jackson United 4-0. And we're going to be coming back in 3 minutes. You've got high school hockey on WKHM.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC 2 plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems. From clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
We're back here at Optimist Ice Arena, second intermission report. Lumen Christi Titans leading Jackson United 4-0. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke. And that second period was virtually all lumen.
Yeah, it definitely sure was. The speed, I think, is what really stood out to me the most. Lumen was just able to, you know, generate some fast, you know, two-on-ones. They had, you know, they had some great power play opportunities, even though they didn't capitalize. They capitalized on one power play, if I'm not mistaken. And the way that they were able to control the puck and go tape to tape on some of these passes when they're in the zone, I mean, it just, it doesn't surprise me that they scored two goals.
Yeah, and even from the start, Jackson United had that power play that carried over from the first period. So they had about 90 seconds of a power play. They maybe got a few chances, couldn't capitalize, but then from there, Lumen just completely took over. They quickly got a power play of their own, weren't able to score on it, able to score shortly after to make it 3-0, and then, boom, another power play, 10 seconds in, another quick score, 4-0, and then, shoot, we're lucky on Jackson United's behalf that it's not 5-0 with the flurry of chances that Lumen had the rest of the period, let alone right at the end.
Yeah, especially the way, again, I go back to this, but the way that they were just controlling the puck and being patient, you know, they would have a shot on goal before Hughes even knew that the puck was even in front of him, because they were hitting the passes so quickly.
Yeah, and just be, you know, crisp, concise. And Lumen just, this second period looked pretty much like what we saw in the first game between these two teams, where Lumen just keeping it in the Jacks United zone for almost the whole game.
And, yeah.
You know, just able to get chance after chance after chance. Meanwhile, Jacks United, it's pretty much they're only able to really clear.
Yeah.
They don't really have any time. Zach Jacola didn't, besides that power play, didn't really see the puck at all. That entire second period. So
yeah, I have to agree with you on that. Jacola didn't got as many shots on goal in the second period as he did as he did in the first period, for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, testament goes to the defense and, you know, clearing the puck and getting it out of there and getting those you know, pressuring up the center of the ice.
So scoring breakdown here. Lumen, as I mentioned, leading 4-0. They got two goals in each of the first two periods. First goal of the game was for Luke Dumont, assisted by Brody Gregory and Madden Brady. Second goal of the game was unassisted for Brody Gregory. And then in the second period there, we got another goal from Brody Gregory, his second of the game on the power play, assisted by Isaiah DiNverno and Jack O'Shea. The fourth goal of the game scored by Hayden Gilbalt, assisted by Brogan Kelly. So an early candidate for the Industrial Steel Treating Player of the Game has to be Brody Gregory with his two goals and one assist.
Well, when you actually have 3 points, you know, and you're trying to win the most valuable player of the game, you know, I think it's a true testament to what Gregory's doing, but his teammates are lifting him up and giving him great chances too.
Yeah, and he just looked really solid in this one.
Sure did. Yep,
able
sure
to
did.
Get a lot of opportunities. And again, shout out to Luke Dumont too. Usually in hockey, the great players really stand out. You know, they just look, there's just something about them just stands out. And Luke Dumont, he's been that way to me in this one, just very noticeable. Just everywhere the puck is, he's always there. He's always the first one to it, stuff like that. So he's looked really good as well, but just a heck of a game so far for Brody Gregory.
Well, one of the things I think he does so well when he has the puck is he separates from his other players to generate plays. And so when you have a wing who crosses ice to separate, you're drawing not only that defender with you, but you're also almost double teamed. So you've got a man wide open on the right side or possibly left side. So he's generating plays, and that's what he does great.
So yeah, and for Jackson United, they really need to, I mean, we said it in the last intermission, of course, they got to get back to how they started the game.
Yeah, for sure.
First, you know, 6-8 minutes. Yep. They played very well. They were getting a lot of chances. They were disrupting Lumen anytime they got it in their zone.
That's right.
And they prevented those opportunities. But just kind of the last few minutes of the first period, and then basically the entire second period, it was all Lumen. Jackson United has to find a way to get back to being the aggressors. They need to slow it down.
Correct.
And they need to get more of those chances. Again, I don't think they had any real scoring chances in that second period.
No, you're right. And I think a lot of it had to do with when you have your defense that's back in their zone trying to stop, you have to bring your wingers and your center into that area. So what Lumen's doing a great job is they're jumbling all of JU's players together, not allowing them to be able to get a clear pass with a man open, you know, coming and forcing it the other way.
Yeah.
And separating players. JU needs to really separate a little bit more with their offense, because if they don't, then what's going to happen is they've got two players that are over within a five-foot radius. How are you going to be able to create any offense if you've got, you know, two players next to you that are just like tossing the puck back and forth? You have to start throwing those passes out deeper and cross ice to try and help, you know, create some more momentum.
Yeah, and just the action in front of the net as well. It seems like anytime Lumen has possession, there's always, you know, at least two guys right in front of the net. And it's like the net's like wide open, honestly.
Yep.
And, you know, that's how they're able to get a lot of those chances and then rebound, second, third chances right there. Meanwhile, whenever Jackson United has these opportunities, it's like the opposite. Like Lumen has, you know, two or three guys in front of their own net, and they're able to get a lot of block shots before it even gets to Zach Jacola.
Correct. Yep.
So I think that's another big difference in this one as well.
Yeah, I'd like to see him when, you know, even though they're down 4-0, I'd like to see JU come out, and I'd like to see them just get a little bit more more precise on the passing and just separate the ice a little bit. Get a little bit more open space. I don't see a whole lot of that being created by Jackson United tonight, and I think that's really holding them back from trying to create some additional momentum.
I agree, and that'll do it for the second intermission report. Once again, Lumen Christi leads Jackson United 4-0. And when we come back, we'll have the third and final period as Lumen Christi tries to keep or extend their 4-goal advantage. Meanwhile, Jackson United trying to make things a little bit more interesting, trying to get on the board and trying to chip away at this deficit. It's all got to happen in the third period, and that's coming up in 3 minutes. You've got high school hockey on WKHM.
Trushall Fabricating, specializing in high-quality fabrication since 2016, where everything is done in-house to ensure the highest possible quality products. Trushall offers CNC tube plasma cutting, the only shop in the surrounding area to do so, laser cutting, and much more. Now at a brand new location at 3233 Gregory Road, just north of Meyer, and Tractor Supply at East Michigan Avenue and Highway 127. Trushall Fabricating, online at TrushallFabricating.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Third and final period set to get underway from Optimist Ice Arena between Lumen Christi and Jax United, and it is the Lumen Christi Titans winning the first two periods, currently up 4-0 over JU. Connor Dockery with Ron O'Rourke. This third period presented by Chelsea State Bank. Want to give another shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. The Protection Center, Alro Metals, Avenue Auto, Fuller's ChemDry, Jenkins Insurance Agency and Farm Bureau, and Broussal Fabricating. Puck drop, and we're underway. Lumen Christi going from left to right in this third period. And they win the opening faceoff to start the period. Goes back to the point for Gregory. Now sent on the far side. Shot from the point. That's going to be on the blocker and covered by Hughes.
Yeah, nice scoop by Hughes. That was a nice little shot there from point. Way to Chrissy coming out and really, sticking with our game plan.
Yeah, just coming out with that aggressiveness again that you would like to see JU come out with.
Yep.
As Lumen wins the faceoff again on the far side circle, and it's going to be poked, deflected up into the netting and out of play. We'll have another faceoff. Again, packed house here for Optimist Ice Arena. A lot of hockey support here in Jackson for their two programs. Lumen wins another faceoff. Wraps around the boards, goes to the near side corner. Gregory trying to poke that one away, and he gets it back, shot on the right side of the slot. That's going to be saved by Hughes. Another shot, another save. Still kept in by Lumen. Far side, JU trying to finally clear. They do. Right back, turned over at mid-ice, Josh Dumont. And he gets away from him, goes right to Hughes, who covers it.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about there. They had a really nice chance for a 2-1. He completely dumps it over to the right side as the winger's coming across ice. You got to make sure you understand where your players are at and where your teammates are at so you can help, create some opportunity.
Yeah. Just some of those turnovers and those mistakes.
Yeah.
So Jax United wins the faceoff this time around, and they're able to send it back to neutral ice. Now they just got to get some offensive opportunities here as we get a shot from the point going in by Hayden Haynes. Jax United trying to keep it in the zone. They turn it over quickly. Lumen looking for a 3-on-2 opportunity the other way. Dumont sends it into the zone for Brady on the far side. Approaching that shot on the right. Score! Madden Brady, the sophomore, on the weak side, able to sneak that one past Jonah Hughes, and it's a 5-0 hockey game.
I mean, you couldn't even put a piece of paper, I think, between that net and Hughes. He caught it right there at the perfect opportunity and then took advantage of it.
Madden Brady, his fourth goal of the season for Lumen Christi. And while you knew just how that play was developing, 3-on-2 going into the zone, and with how Lumen's been passing the puck in this one, they had a good chance at creating an opportunity like that, and Brady capitalized.
Lumen Christi goal scored by number 20.
See who assisted on that one.
Brady assisted by number 5, Luke Dumont.
Luke Dumont.
Goal 15.
His second point of the game, Brady getting the goal and an assist in that one. in this one tonight. 5-0 Lumen here in the Chelsea State Bank third period. We're about 2 minutes into the third period. Jackson United trying to keep it into the zone. A couple players tangled up, falling on the ice. And the play is going to be whistled dead.
Looks like Coach Grimes is starting to put in a couple of the younger players, maybe to get some more reps here.
Get some more ice time.
Ice time.
And we're seeing accordingly. Same thing with Lumen.
Yep.
Jack Evans, Sean Wilicki now on the ice. And Lumen trying to send it back down. They win the faceoff in the neutral zone. Brendan Ford wins out. Now quick 2-on-1 for Jackson United. Butler back over for Ford to the net. Couldn't quite get a chance quick. And Lumen trying to clear it away. They do. Evans gets it back out. Sent up ahead for D'Inverno. Intercepted by JU. Back in neutral ice for Lumen. And they're able to clear it away. As we mentioned, Lumen the home team for tonight's game. It was Jackson United technically the home team for the first matchup. As Lumen able to get it back into the zone. Quick shot from the left side. Save made by Hughes. Another chance and another save sent wide by Hughes. Lumen able to keep it in. They're not done yet as they do have it cleared away by JU and iced. Jackson United as the away team. They're in their dark gray uniforms with black numbers trimmed in white. Meanwhile, Lumen Christi, their white home uniforms, green numbers trimmed in white and gold. Nice gold helmets. Similar look to their football team, their championship football team. Moving up to Division VI and still able to just blow through everybody. Mm-hmm. Just top caliber football and just athletics all around for Lumen Christi as Jackson United sending it up ice, able to get it back behind the Lumen net. Lumen able to break it away, can't quite clear as JU able to keep it in with Haynes. Dump and chase into the near side corner. And now trying to get a nice feed. It's going to be intercepted by Lumen. 3-on-1, make it a 2-on-1 the other way. Going to be a hit and disruption there. Parker Goh able to save that from being a chance for Lumen, but Lumen able to keep it into the zone. On the far side, takes the hit, goes into the corner, not quite cleared. Lumen shot from the point for O'Shea, deflects away, doesn't even see Hughes. Lumen still in the corner, inching closer towards the net. Pass, centering feed, blocker save by Hughes. O'Shea takes another chance, another save,
that's
and a rebound
no
score, but the play was blown dead
before
that went in.
Yeah, no goal. Looked like there was interference there. It was getting a little rowdy down there at the right in front of Hughes, and I think they were going to call a penalty prior to that goal going in.
Yeah, so that one, again, could have been a 6-0 lead for Lumen, but as we mentioned, play whistled dead, so I don't even think they got a penalty.
It doesn't look like there's going to be a penalty.
I think they're going to say he had that one covered before it popped loose on that rebound and had it go in. So still 5-0 for Lumen Christi. 13 minutes to go in the Chelsea State Bank third period. JU able to win the faceoff in the neutral zone, but it goes back to their own side, back into neutral ice.
Yeah, Christi is actually playing a really physical game right now.
Yeah. For a while, it was JU trying to kind of amp up the intensity, the physicality, but this third period, it seems like Lumen Christie's trying to actually match and surpass that physicality.
O'Shea down here right in front of Hughes looked like he wanted to take on all three of those players from JU down there.
Lumen trying to take back over in their own zone. Brady sent towards the near side for Dumont, intercepted by JU, but back for Lumen Christi in their own zone. Pass up ahead for Luke Dumont. Trying to keep it. Oh, he lost it. JU centering feed. Top side of the slot. Shot did not even see Jacola as Luke Dumont sends it back out to JU's side. Lumen goes for a change. Back behind the net for Hughes. And cleared away for Jackson United. Goes back to Alley. Back and forth with O'Shea in Women's own zone, back up ahead, now set up ahead, centering feed in the slot. Oh, that one just snuck over Hughes. Score! I thought he had the glove saved, but evidently he didn't, and it's 6-0 Lumen.
Actually, Hughes did have a little piece of that, but it just hit the top of his glove, and it went right over his back.
Brogan Kelly, he's now got a goal and an assist in this one for the Titans. Just dominating Jackson United. Brogan Kelly, that's his second goal of the season. And Lumen quickly off the faceoff, backhand shot, save made by Hughes. Another shot, that one sent wide.
By number 19, Hayden Gilball, assisted by number 14, Landon Alley.
Looks like Alley and Gilball, the assisters on that goal. By Brogan Kelly. 11:35 to go in the Chelsea State Bank third period. Going to be saved and covered by Hughes.
That was a big hit. Big hit down there in front of the net.
Yeah, Hughes kind of went down. He was, like, protecting himself more than anything.
Yep, that was a big hit down there. It looked like Gobalt took the better of that one.
Right.
The worst, I should say, of that one. We got right back up, skated right to the bench.
For better or worse. Lumen Christie winning the faceoff on the near side circle in JU's zone. Skating around on the left side. Shot save made Hughes. Rebound save cover Hughes. And the play is whistled dead.
I can tell you this. No matter what the score is or what it is right now, Lumen Christie is playing as if they are down.
Yeah, we mentioned it.
They are,
and that happened
with
in the second
all fire.
Period. They got that quick goal to make it 3-0, and then they stepped up their intensity and their speed, and that's how Lumen has been playing. It seems like they're the ones trying to come back from a 6-0 deficit. Lumen holds it. They win the faceoff on the far side. Now we're up the way in the far corner. Trying to get another centering feed. That one's wide. Now his feed in front of the net and scored. Lumen Christie just can't stop scoring goals, and it's 7-0.
And it looks like if there wasn't any netting on here, people would be throwing their hats. It looks like Gregory got his his hat trick.
That's a hat trick. Brody Gregory, third goal of the game. He just keeps getting these opportunities, and he keeps burying them. Brody Gregory now usurps Luke Dumont for most goals this season. That's his 12th of the season, third of the game. And it's 7-0. They haven't even updated the scoreboard yet. That's how
fast it was.
How fast the scoring flurry is. We got another 2-on-1 chance for Lumen. Oh, the backhand sent wide with the wide open net. They still keep it in the near side corner. Sent back around.
Assisted, number 25, Josh Dumont.
Looks like Josh Dumont and Sean Wilicki, the assisters on that one. On the hat trick clinching goal for Gregory.
Big hit center ice there on O'Shea.
Big hit. Lumen able to keep it. Goes back behind the net. JU just trying to get out of this one without allowing any more goals against them. Lumen Christie has outscored Jackson United 12-0 this season in these two matchups. Lumen keeping it into the zone. Sent it onto the near side. Back centering feed. No one's home. Wyatt Butler able to clear this one for Jackson United. Inside 10 minutes to go in the Chelsea State Bank third period. 7-0 lead for Lumen. JU able to send this one in. Save on the right shoulder for Jacola. And cleared back out. Rush to the puck. And it's going to be one out. Oh, by Luke Dumont. He nearly got another one, but that one was just saved with the blocker by Hughes. And JU able to clear it back out. This has been a very interesting third period of play.
Gregory took off from that bench, and he skated right down to the ice, into the over here by Hughes. the JU goalie, and I can tell you, if I had to put a stopwatch on that, I think he's probably the fastest one on the ice tonight.
Yeah, he's been just flying all around.
Just absolutely fast.
9:24 to go in the third period. Sent to the near side corner. Back behind the net. JU trying to once again clear. Women, we talked about, they're just keeping their foot on the gas. JU able to send it back out towards neutral ice. Now into the zone. Haynes, point shot. Jakoa trying to get this one away. It's sent back behind the net. Right in front of the net. Ooh. Shot, save right into the gut of Jakoa. Play whistle dead.
Good. See,
those are the chances they need.
Yeah, it was a good stop by Jakoa. He had a couple of people in front of him that was causing a screen, and he had just a, I think he saw that. He realized he had the puck in his glove when it hit his chest.
Inside 9 minutes to play in the Chelsea State Bank third period. Face off in the far side circle in Lumen's zone. Lumen wins out. And Luke Dumont trying to get it out of the zone. He does. Gallant sends it back in for JU. Haynes chases in the far corner. Sent back out. Lumen gets it back out to neutral ice. JU sends it back in quickly. Trying to amp up the intensity. Trying to get on the board here. Dwyer behind the net has it ripped away by Gregory. Now back in front of the net. 2-on-0. Shot. Save made point blank for Jakoa. That was the best chance that JU has had all night, and Jakoa still able to get the save point blank.
I mean, I think right there was probably one of the best setups that JU had to get that opportunity and shot on Jakoa.
Yeah, 2-on-0 right in front of the net. A little bit of a breakdown for Lumen Christie. JU, another feed sent wide for Boatler. Now Lumen able to take back over and get it out of the zone. Guy lost the stick. That was Hayden Gilbault. JU here in neutral ice. Puck is sent over into the JU bench and out of play. Faceoff coming in the neutral zone. Near side circle on the JU side of things. 8:36 to go. A lot of stoppages here as of late.
Yep,
slowing this game down.
Yep, I agree.
Lumen takes over, sends it back into the JU zone, back behind the net. Jacks United trying to get it out of there. Back to the point for O'Shea. Point shot, save made. Hughes, and a shot, rebound, scored! Was that Hayden Gilbault for his second of the game? It could have been.
Yep, Hayden Gilbault sure did. That all started off by JU blowing a tire down there, down at the end of the boards, causing that puck to be able to fall right into Lumen's hands. And it looks like...
Mercy rule.
Yeah, mercy rule.
8-0. Hayden Gilbault, his second of the game. We'll have to see if they have the announcement on who assisted on that one, but just a nice rebound, right place, right time. Hayden Gilbault, his second of the game. He's got 2 goals and an assist in this one. A lot of Titans stuffing the stat sheet, and again, this one is going to end with 8-18 to go in the Chelsea State Bank third period with the mercy rule. 8-0 win for Lumen Christie.
Yeah,
wow.
Big victory. I mean, from I would say the second half of the first period to the end, obviously all Lumen Christie, all speed, all of toughness. It was just all around sound performance from Lumen.
Yeah, they just really dominated. Again, it was Jackson United who came out as the aggressors. And once Lumen was able to bury that first goal, they were able to flip the momentum in their favor and just continue going. And it seemed like they just kept getting better as the game went on, even when they're already up 4, 5, 6 goals.
You are absolutely correct on that, especially when they scored that third goal. It's, when I made that comment, I'm like, it seems to me that Lumen has just gotten quicker. Like
yeah.
After that. And then as the period came on, it kept going in the third period. You know, we were saying, it almost looks like Lumen is playing as if they're down.
Yeah.
And it was just a great performance from those young boys today.
Yeah, they just they kept just playing with their foot on the gas pedal, and that's what they were going for. They were going for the mercy roll. As soon as they got those two quick goals at the start of the period, you could tell, like, okay, we're up 6-0. This
we
is within reach.
More.
We got to get to it. Got to get out of here early. Lumen playing like they have some dinner reservations here after the game, trying to get out of here a little bit early. And that's exactly what they were able to do. So, wow, a lot of stats to break down in this one. Of course, 8-0 win for Lumen Christi. First goal of the game was from Luke Dumont in the first period, assisted by Gregory and Brady. And then we got an unassisted goal from Brody Gregory to end the first period. Into the second period, we got a pair of goals. Power play goal from Brody Gregory, assisted by Denverno and O'Shea. Then we got another goal right after that for Hayden Gilbalt, assisted by Brogan Kelly. Get the assist here. Brody Zimmerman on that last goal with the assist. Meanwhile, in the third period, with Lumen up 4-0, we got the score from Madden Brady, assisted by Luke Dumont. Then we got another score. It was Brogan Kelly, assisted on by Hayden Gilbalt and Landon Alley. And then the hat trick, Brody Gregory, getting his third goal, assisted on by Sean Wolicki and Josh Dumont. And then the final goal of the game that clinched the mercy rule, it was Hayden Gilbalt, his second of the game, assisted on by Boyer Zimmerman. So, wow, a flurry of goals for the Lumen Christi Titans. Two goals in each of the first and second periods, and then four in the third period to clinch the mercy rule with 8:18 to go. And I'm going to give the player of the game, should really be a no-brainer here. I mean, yeah, you'd think a lot of guys to choose from, but when a guy gets a hat trick, you got to give it to him. Brody Gregory.
Absolutely.
Finishing with three goals and an assist in this one, four total points.
Yeah, I mean, Gregory was strong. He hit those first, that first goal, obviously, was, you know, that's not the guy you want to give a mistake to, because he's going to put it in the back of the net. He was able to do it three times tonight. And not only that, though, he could have had two more goals, too, because he had some pretty decent shots on Hughes that didn't find the back of the net. But, I mean, yeah, you got to give a hat trick. Got to go with the guy with the hat trick.
So, Brody Gregory, three goals, one assist, will be our industrial steel treating player of the game as Lumen Christi takes down Jackson United 8-0. Lumen Christi able to stop their little losing streak. They improved to 7-3-2 on the season. Jackson United had their short two-game winning streak snapped. They will drop to 5-7. Any final thoughts here for Ron O'Rourke?
Well, I could tell you this, that if Lumen continues to play like they played in the second and third period against any team that they face coming up, this team is going to do some pretty incredible things. They are sound. They are, I said it before, tape to tape. They're patient. And, you know, Brady has done such a great job with these boys and getting them prepared for game time. And, you know, that's coming off a loss last night, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, you know, they're coming in tonight, you know, with the thoughts that, you know, they got to win this game. There's no doubt. Right? But if you're going to win, they definitely put the stamp on, you know, who the better of the two teams were tonight, for sure.
Yeah, Lumen Christi outscoring Jackson United 13-0 combined in these two matchups. So just pure dominance in this head-to-head this season. And Lumen Christi back in the win column, as you mentioned, responding to the 2-1 loss last night to Detroit Country Day. And they came out on top one more time, 8-0, Lumen Christi over Jackson United. A mercy rule with 8:18 to go in the Chelsea State Bank third period. That's going to do it for tonight's game. On Wednesday, Lumen Christi will take on University Liggett, while Jackson United is going to be taking on Temperance Bedford. For Ron O'Rourke, as well as Luke Moorhead, back in the studio, My name is Connor Dockery. Thank you for tuning into this presentation of High School Hockey on WKHM.
This concludes today's presentation of High School Hockey on WKHM. News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks to these sponsors for making today's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. AeroQuip Credit Union. Tom Coffey's Soft Water. Able Heating and Cooling. Grimes Plumbing. Performance Automotive Northwest. Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration. Wolverine Seal Coating. Will-Be Transit Mix. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. County National Bank. The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Drive, Duchelle Fabricating, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Chelsea State Bank, and Industrial Steel Treating. We now return to regularly scheduled programming on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.